This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our state is growing so fast, we need an increase in supply of electric power. Now, already we provide more power than ever before in the history of our state. In just the last 4 years, we increased power generation by more than 35%. As a result, Texas now ranks number one in the United States for the most power generation. In fact, we generate more power in Texas than California and New York combined. And we're not done yet. Last session, I signed a law to add 10,000 new megawatts of power to our grid. That's enough to power more than 2 million homes. We must add more power this session to better fortify our grid. And it is time for Texas to lead a nuclear power renaissance in the United States of America. Texas is number one in so many things. Number one for jobs. Number one for tier one research universities. Number one for cattle and cotton, for oil and gas. We have the largest medical center in the entire world. And the list goes on. It's now time that we set our sights on another number one. Texas must be number one in educating our children. There are three pillars to reach that goal, all of which must be achieved. The first pillar is empowered parents. Parents are a child's first teacher. Schools must work for teachers, for parents, not the other way around. Schools must respond to parents' concerns, and parents should be empowered to choose the school that's best for their child. The second pillar is exemplary teachers. We must fund and train the best teachers. That starts with giving our teachers a pay raise this session. To increase teachers' average salary to an all-time high, I'm declaring teacher pay an emergency item this session. Additionally, we must reward the best teachers by putting them on a path to earn a six-figure salary. More than 25,000 teachers are already on that path. We must expand that merit program to every school district in the entire state. And to keep great teachers, we need to restore discipline in our schools. It's common sense to give teachers the authority to remove disruptive students from their classrooms. Very simply, our schools must be safe. Safe for students, teachers, staff, and parents. To make sure they are adequately safe, we must invest $500 million more to better secure our schools. The third pillar is academic excellence. Public education funding is at an all-time high. Funding per student is at an all-time high. But improving education requires more than just spending more money. It requires high-level instruction and better curriculum. Schools must focus on fundamentals, reading and writing, math and science, and of course, our country's founding documents. We want to ensure that every child is prepared either to go to college or to go into a good paying career. But let's be clear, schools must not push woke agendas on our kids. Our schools are for education, not indoctrination. Last session, we banned DEI in universities. This session, we must ban DEI in grades K through 12. And no boys and girls sports, period. The state of Texas recognizes only two genders, male and female. Any educator who tells students that boys can be girls should be fired on the spot. Vital to education is expanding career opportunities. That includes expanding career training in our schools. Many of the most in-demand jobs are careers like welding, plumbing, and electricians. To prepare students for those careers, high schools must provide more career training programs so that students can go directly from graduation into a good-paying job. Rhea Raybould, who's with us here tonight, is a great example of this. Rhea, she took welding at Jarrell High School. After more training at Texas State Technical College, her welding work was featured in the Yellowstone TV show. She is now working to become a welding inspector that can earn as much as $85,000 a year. And she's only 18 years old. Ray you, we're very proud of you. So careers like this are part of the better job and bigger paycheck opportunities that we provide in Texas. That's why I am making life-changing career training an emergency item. I will work with Senator Schwertner and Representatives Keith Bell and Gary Gates on this much-needed legislation. So Rhea chose the path that was best for her. We want every student at every level to have that same opportunity. That is why we must pass school choice this session. Government-mandated schools simply cannot meet the unique needs of every student. But Texas can provide families with the choices to better meet those needs. The majority of Texans support school choice. More than 30 states already have a form of school choice. We're going to continue to fully fund our schools, as well as provide teachers with a pay raise. We can do that while also giving parents the choice they deserve. And the fact is, education savings accounts have already succeeded in Texas. In 2020, I created a pilot program for special education students. Then in 2021, a bipartisan supermajority of the legislature expanded that program. It provides $1,500 grants for tutors and other support services that help students thrive. One of the successes of that program is with us tonight. Jeremiah Kimmel is a student with autism from rural Bell County. That program helped Jeremiah improve at school as well as in his daily life. His grandmother said that it's huge that she could have a say in the education that was right for Jeremiah. Like Rhea and Jeremiah, every child deserves the education that's best for them. It is time to expand that same opportunity to every family in the great state of Texas. Thanks to Senator Creighton and Representative Buckley for your leadership on this issue. Tonight, I'm declaring school choice an emergency item that must pass this session. For Texans who want to go to college, we must ensure that it's more affordable and more accessible. Our public universities must also be more accountable. College professors have increasingly pushed woke agendas. They have too much influence over who is hired to educate our kids. We need legislation that prohibits professors from having any say over employment decisions. We must also expand the ban on DEI in our public universities. We must purge it from every corner of our schools and return the focus to merit. I've ordered all state agencies to eliminate DEI. Now we need a law that bans DEI from any entity that receives taxpayer dollars. But a reality is this. No one can benefit from a better education or from our booming economy if they're not safe. To make our community safer, we need to do things like eliminate parole for criminals convicted of child trafficking. We must deny bail to criminals charged with capital murder and other heinous violent crimes. Illegal immigrants who are arrested should be considered a flight risk, denied bail, and turned over to ICE. Activist judges simply have too much discretion to let repeat offenders out on bail, only to see them harm more Texans. Many innocent Texans, including Harris County Deputy Constable.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mar Erson have been murdered by criminals let out on bail from a prior murder charge. Deputy Erson's widow, Whitney, is with us tonight. Whitney. All of Texas grieves with you. We honor your husband for his service, his sacrifice, and know how much we treasure you. Thank you, Whitney. To our lawmakers. Lawmakers must choose. Support the safety of the citizens they represent or the criminals who kill them. Thanks to Senator Huffman and Representative Spiller, this legislation will save lives. I am making bail reform an emergency item this session. Another safety issue that must be addressed is the increasing problem that we face in the state caused by squatters. Private property rights are a cornerstone of our values and our legal system. It is against the law to live or stay on somebody's property without their permission. We need stronger laws to immediately remove and prosecute squatters in Texas. Another essential part of public safety is firefighting. This session, we must ensure that our firefighters have the tools they need to better fight fires, like air tanker planes and more funding for local firefighters across our state. Joining us tonight are Texas firefighters who battled the Panhandle Blaze, the largest fire in the history of the state of Texas. And we also have Texas firefighters who fought the catastrophic California fires. Join me in thanking them for their bravery and for their service. As the world becomes more complicated and more dangerous, we must protect our state from hackers and hostile foreign actors. Just in the last 2 weeks, we've seen one of our cities, a hospital, and a major business all hit by serious cyber attacks. That's why I'm announcing an emergency item to create the Texas Cyber Command. We will partner with the University of Texas at San Antonio. San Antonio is the home to one of the world's largest concentration of cybersecurity experts. We must harness those assets to protect against threats from China, Iran, Russia, and other foreign enemies. They could cripple our power, our water, and our communications with cyber attacks. We must deploy cutting-edge capabilities to better secure our state. I thank Senator Parker and Representative Capriglione for their leadership on this issue. And we have to protect Texas from infiltration by foreign adversaries. That includes prohibiting non-citizens from serving in state and local government. It means prohibiting hostile foreign nations and their agents from buying land in Texas. We must safeguard our elections so that only United States citizens are able to register and cast a vote in the state of Texas. And I support Senator Hughes's election integrity bill to restore power to our Attorney General to prosecute election violations in Texas. Safer communities require secure borders. I launched Operation Lone Star with the legislature to combat President Biden's open border policies. We built a border wall, installed buoys in the Rio Grande, deployed the National Guard and Department of Public Safety on the ground, in the water, and in the air. These brave soldiers and troopers have built border barriers, arrested and jailed illegal crossers, and seized enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States, Mexico, and Canada combined. We're joined tonight by members of our National Guard and DPS who served on the border. Join me in thanking them for their service to secure our state. I also declared an invasion at the border. I designated Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. And we took the border to Biden by busing more than 100,000 migrants to sanctuary cities like D.C. and New York City. But none of those tactics would have been possible without funding by the legislature. Together, our efforts reduced illegal crossings into Texas by more than 85%. Operation Lone Star has been so successful, the Trump administration is using it as a model to secure the border. Finally, we have a president who will partner with Texas to deny illegal entry. To support that mission, I've ordered Texas state agencies to assist the Trump administration to arrest, jail, and deport illegal immigrants. Now, we must also require cities and counties across the state to fully cooperate with those efforts. One of the most dangerous threats is the violent Venezuela gang, Trindaragua. They take over empty apartments and hotels. They traffic women, children, and drugs. I declared them a foreign terrorist organization. I directed the Texas Department of Public Safety to dispatch strike teams to root out and destroy Trindaragua in the state of Texas. Their violence has taken the lives of innocent Texans. Like 12-year-old Jocelyn Ungary. She was brutally raped and murdered by two illegal immigrants with ties to Trindaragua. Her mother, Alexis, is with us tonight. Cecilia and I are so sorry for your loss. Justice for Jocelyn demands action. I demand legislation imposing the death penalty on anyone convicted of murdering a child like Jocelyn. Ultimately, our task this session is to be guardians of freedom. Freedom will persist as long as we protect it. Freedom stokes self-determination to achieve things once thought impossible. Freedom is the power that turned ashes at the Alamo into victory at San Jacinto. Freedom is the force that has propelled Texas to global economic dominance. Freedom is the spirit behind businesses like Arnold Oil that endure for generations. Freedom is the inspiration that drives students like Rhea and Jeremiah to choose the path that's best for them. More than anything, it is freedom that will make Texas stronger, safer, and more prosperous than ever before in the history of our great state. May God bless you all, and God forever bless the great state of Texas.